In a letter to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres published on Sunday, Iran demanded that the United Nations recognize Israel and the United States as being to blame for this month's war. In addition, Iran also said that it was not convinced Israel would abide by a ceasefire that ended their 12-day war this week. The most serious escalation to date between the arch foes erupted on June 13, when Israel launched a bombing campaign in Iran that killed top military commanders and scientists linked to its disputed nuclear program. Israel said its aim was to keep the Islamic Republic from developing a nuclear weapon, an ambition Tehran has consistently denied, insisting it has the right to develop nuclear power for civilian purposes like energy. The fighting derailed nuclear talks between Iran and the United States, a staunch ally of Israel's. "We did not start the war, but we have responded to the aggressor with all our power," Iran's Armed Forces Chief of Staff, Abdulrahim Mousavi, was quoted as saying by state television referring to Israel. "We have serious doubts over the enemy's compliance with its commitments, including the ceasefire. We are ready to respond with force if attacked again," he added, 6 days into the ceasefire announced by U.S. President Donald Trump. In a letter to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres published on Sunday, Iran demanded that the United Nations recognize Israel and the United States as being to blame for this month's war. "We officially request hereby that the Security Council recognize the Israeli regime and the United States as the initiators of the act of aggression and acknowledge their subsequent responsibility, including the payment of compensation and reparations," Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi wrote in the letter. The United States joined Israel in its campaign during the war, carrying out strikes on three key facilities used for Iran's atomic program. Trump has threatened further strikes should Iran enrich uranium to levels capable of manufacturing nuclear weapons. According to the International Atomic Energy Agency, Iran had enriched uranium to 60% in 2021, well above the 3.67% limit set by a 2015 agreement from which the United States unilaterally withdrew in 2018. To make a weapon, Iran would need to enrich uranium up to 90%. Israel has maintained ambiguity about its own atomic arsenal, neither officially confirming nor denying it exists, but the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute has estimated it has 90 nuclear warheads. According to Iran's health ministry, at least 627 civilians were killed and 4,900 injured during the 12-day war with Israel. Retaliatory missile attacks by Iran on Israel killed 28 people, according to Israeli authorities. During the war, Iran arrested dozens of people it accused of spying for Israel, also saying it seized equipment including drones and weapons.